The nation has been struggling with severe weather for two solid weeks. According to AccuWeather, more than 30 tornadoes have been reported across the country this week, from Iowa to Texas. Midwesterners may be used to these kinds of severe weather events, but even folks in New York and here in D.C. have had tornado warnings in recent days. When the weather turns ugly in an unfamiliar way, what do you do? Kim Klocko-McLean is a research scientist with the University of Oklahoma, affiliated with NOAA. She's been studying the different ways that people respond to severe weather warnings around the country. She joins us now from her office in Norman, Oklahoma. Kim, welcome to 1A.
Thank you for having me.
We'd also love to hear from you in the minutes we have left, whether you ignore severe weather alerts, whether you've not taken one seriously. How do you get them? Do you get them on your smartphone, on your smart watch, as I got a few days ago? Tweet us at 1A, comment on our Facebook page, or email 1A@WAMU.org. Kim, these tornado warnings that were in D.C. and New York recently, how unusual were those?
Those were pretty unusual. Although we have seen tornadoes affect those areas in over the years, it's not as common as you find elsewhere in the, say, South Central Plains where I am, or the Upper Midwest near Ohio, where the tornadoes just hit, as you were just discussing. But they do happen just a little bit less frequently.
And just to be clear, Kim, what is the difference between a watch and a warning in a weather advisory?
This is great information for everybody to know, especially as we continue through severe weather season in parts of the country. A watch just means that conditions are favorable for the development of either a tornado, if it's a tornado watch, or a severe thunderstorm, if it's a severe thunderstorm watch. And during that time, we encourage people to start thinking about where you'd want to be if there was a warning that affected you later. So a warning is a hazard is imminent. At that time scale, especially for tornadoes, the lead time is about 15 minutes or so, and that's about enough time for you to, gather your family, take shelter, and that's what we encourage you to do.
So a watch means conditions are good. A warning means we see it. Move now.
Yes.
This is something that I have obviously thought about and worried about a lot. I'm from South Florida, so I've had to deal with hurricane watches and warnings and severe thunderstorm watches and warnings for basically my whole life. And, part of one of the things that public radio stations do is we're kind of a first line of defense for weather alerts. But it's hard sometimes to get people to pay attention to these alerts. One listener tweeted, "We had three tornadoes Saturday night that were too puny to even get warnings." What does an ideal system for warning us about severe weather look like? And do we have one?
That's a really great question. I'll answer it both from the perspective of a meteorologist, and also I'm a behavioral scientist, so I'll answer it from the human side. I think warning systems are ones that effectively transmit information to people and make people who are in the path aware that there could be a hazard that could affect them. They're also systems that are understandable, very clear, and give all of the pertinent information about the hazard that people need. But they're also believable. They're credible. They're pieces of information that people receive and then think, oh, I should really do something because of this. And it leads them to ideally go confirm that the threat is relevant for themselves and personalize it and know how to take protective action. There's actually several steps that need to be undertaken for someone to successfully take action when a warning is issued. And we're concerned about all of those things on the behavioral science side. We look to measure all of those things, see how the populations are receiving information, how they're understanding it, and confirming it, and choosing to act upon it.
Before I got to let you go, Kim.
That's what you should do.
Mm-hmm. Before I got to let you go, Kim, I know that there was a meteorologist in Dayton who snapped at his viewers because they were mad that he mentioned a tornado warning during The Bachelorette, and he basically was like, "I'm done with you people." For folks who are kind of not always taking these alerts very seriously, right before we let you go, what's the first thing you'd like them to do to change their ways, briefly?
I think that they just need to stay aware, because you never know when it could be one that will really, really impact you. It only takes one.
Kim Klocko-McLean is a research scientist with the University of Oklahoma. Kim, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
And might I also add, if your local NPR member station is not programmed as a preset in your car radio, not on an app on your phone, but on a physical AM/FM radio, do that now, please. Today's conversation was produced by Haley Blassingame. To learn more about her and the rest of the team, visit the1a.org/staff. This program comes to you from WAMU, part of American University in Washington, distributed by NPR. I'm Joshua Johnson. Go program that radio so you can join us tomorrow for the Friday News Roundup. This is 1A.